eastern states at the moment. It's triggering severe weather warnings for damaging winds, with some isolated severe thunderstorms triggering damaging winds as well. But we've also got a pool of very cold air set to sweep in behind it, and that'll see snow down to low levels across the ranges of Victoria and also through Tasmania during Saturday, but conditions will ease quite quickly on Sunday. For Queensland, the remnants of the front and the trough will linger from the southeast corner all the way through to the northwestern inland, and it could even reach the southern parts of the tropical coast in the afternoon. Isolated thundery rain, but we're not looking at overly impressive falls with it. For New South Wales, mostly returning back to clear, dry and sunny weather as that band of thundery rain contracts up into the northeastern corner during the day, and that's ahead of a cooler and drier southwesterly wind change. For Victoria, we've got widespread showers on and south of the ranges. Should be mostly dry elsewhere, but we've got the potential of hail through the south, particularly in the southwest and also in the far south of Gippsland. We're looking at showers widespread through the west, south and central parts of Tasmania, and snow potentially down to about 400 metres. Also, widespread showers across the agricultural districts of South Australia, but they will start to ease, becoming isolated and contracting to the southern coast. Most of the showers in Western Australia to the east of Esperance, but there could be one or two about the far west of the southwest district, and some thundery rain also across the south of the territory.